This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado voters passed millions of dollars for healthy school meals last year. CPR health reporter John Daly says students are now seeing the benefits.
Last year, voters approved Prop FF, raising $100 million a year. Now, schools are recording a sharp rise in students receiving those healthy school meals, according to Hunger Free Colorado. Every eligible school district has opted into the program, with more than 850,000 public school students eating those meals. Based on current prices, the program will save families more than $1,200 per child each year. Recent research shows that access to school meals is good for health and attendance, and it increases test scores among marginalized groups of students. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This week marks a decade since Colorado became the first state in the U.S. to sell marijuana for recreational use. Earlier this week on the anniversary, Jerry Hobdy was on a walk with her husband and their newborn just a few blocks away from two North Denver dispensaries. Hobdy hopes to see a more widespread understanding of what it's like to live near legal cannabis.
Like, the fact that it doesn't really impact us that much and we live here is kind of key for other people understanding our perspectives on it that aren't from that don't live here currently.
Hobdy was living in Texas when marijuana was legalized in Colorado. She remembers the news being quite shocking for that region of the country. Two telecom service providers based in the Denver area just completed a merger that was first announced last summer. Dish Network and EchoStar have combined and will be based in Inglewood, just south of Denver. The company will operate under the EchoStar name. The deal reunites two businesses that split in 2008. This is CPR News and KRCC.